Welcome to GCast. I think this is 59, E3 wrap-up edition for E3 2014. We have Spooey, No There, and 666s. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
You guys are such dorks. So let's get right into it. E3 kicked off with Microsoft's conference. How'd you guys think they did?
They had games, but none of them were interesting.
Yeah, I agree. But I didn't think it was funny when they showed Project Spark and revealed Conker to be in it.
I was just about to comment on that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a dick. Rare.
I think Rare is a shadow of what they used to be. I don't think many people would disagree with me when I say that.
I'm pretty sure there's like no employee there that was there 10 years ago. So they're like a completely different game company at this point. Spooey, what did you think? You watched it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was better than last year. It would have to be.
Last year's was pretty bad, if I remember right.
They didn't talk about Kinect. They only subtly hinted at it once with those dancing games. They didn't talk about television, you know, owning your, being your center of entertainment. It was basically just about games, but, you know, it was pretty much like every other one. If it didn't start with Halo, it was going to start with Call of Duty, and then it was going to go into a, you know, some kind of sports game, and then like a first-person shooter game, and,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, basically, the same thing, basically.
Kind of predictable. That said, I watched it live, and I wasn't, like, put off by anything. Like, I thought it was, like, a very tight conference. They did keep it focused on games. They didn't bring up Kinect or TV or ESPN or, you know, all that other stuff they could have, which they have in the past few E3s. So I think their conference was like a solid B, maybe B minus. If you're an Xbox One owner or looking to buy one,
which I am not.
Right. I don't think anybody here is.
I think if you bought an Xbox One, then the games that they showed are probably what you wanted from it in the first place. Yeah. So yeah, I would imagine you'd be happy.
Yeah, the I was actually kind of interested in the Master Chief Collection they're doing. That's Halo's 1 through 4. And they made a big point of stressing that they're not gonna touch the multiplayer for Halo 1 and 2, so it's gonna be like exactly as it was on the original system. Which I think is kinda cool. Halo Anniversary was pretty impressive to me. Like, they allowed you to like press a button and it switched back to the original graphics. That was pretty mind blowing to me.
I think they're doing that with the remake of 2 as well.
Yeah.
The graphics in the remake of 2 look amazing.
Yeah. So if I was gonna get an Xbox One, that's probably like the first game I would buy. Just because it has like a lot of value in it.
It's a shame that they're not bringing that to PC.
What was the last Halo game for PC? Was that Halo 3?
Did 3 ever get released on a PC?
No. It was announced, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I know they released Halo Wars on Steam, or it was a Halo strategy game at least.
Was that Spartan driving game or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah, I think it was Spartan Assault.
Not sure if that really counts.
I really like the 360 games they announced, though.
Which were...
nothing.
Well, that's because... that's the difference between Sony and Microsoft.
Well, Sony didn't announce any 360 games either.
No, I mean, like Microsoft, they have completely jumped ship from the 360. And they're trying... because they want to push this the new product because they... essentially, they're trying to turn into this media machine that's more than for just games, whereas they're looking at the Xbox 360 as being for just games. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's working because the people who are buying the one generally are doing it for games, so...
I don't know. Has Sony put a lot of emphasis on the multimedia stuff? I mean, I know they did that hardcore for the PS3, but that
did for, yeah, they did for the PS3, but I haven't seen much of that at all for the PS4. I think if they were smart, they would stop releasing... I mean, like, I'm glad they're releasing games on PS3 and PS4. Like, even Little Big Planet 3 is coming to the PS3.
Hmm.
But if they were smart, they would be pushing the new platform a little bit more, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they announced a single specific game for the PS3, though. Like, everything that's coming to PS3, it's, like, cross-compatible stuff.
Well, that would be completely counterintuitive, Spoo. Think about it. Like, why would you release something on your old console when you're trying to sell the new one?
Because you have about 10 million sold for the new one, but about 90 million for the old one?
But they're not trying to push the hardware for the old one.
Sure they are. They still make money. They were selling, PS2 was out for 13 years. They were still making money off of that thing. Mm. When the Wii was out, the second best-selling system was the PlayStation 2.
Fair enough.
The bulk of game publishers' sales come from software sales, or hardware manufacturers. They make most of their money from software sales. But at the same point, there does need to be a point where they say, okay, enough, we really need to start pushing the platform.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nintendo didn't really run into this when they transitioned to Wii U, because the Wii U kind of died pretty quickly, and then they just...
Why on earth did Nintendo kill off the Wii so early?
It's not that they killed it off, it's just like the sales wound down really quickly. Like, even
the bubble popped.
Yeah.
Nintendo has a tendency to do that, though. I mean, what's the last time I remember Nintendo having, like, a console, like, where two of them existed concurrently, was the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. It's like, we're going to kill the Nintendo, and then next, you know, a couple months from now, we'll launch the N64. And it's like, we'll kill the N64, then we'll launch the GameCube. And it's the GameCube, technically, it overlapped, because they did have that one Zelda game that came out for both of them. But it was the same thing. It was like, all right, GameCube gets to go in the corner now, and we can bring out the Wii. And it's like, let's kill the Wii. We'll have the Wii U come out.
Actually, I think the last one was the Super Nintendo, because they did the redesign for the Super Nintendo actually came out after the N64, I think.
N64 came out in 96.
And there was that came out in like 96 or something.
I think Kirby's Dream Land 3 came out in 97, if I remember.
Yeah. I have to go look that up now. And I have a master list of all the games, too, so that should be pretty easy for me.
Okay, so I think we got off on a tangent there, but Microsoft, generally kind of so-so.
Right. Yeah.
Xbox One, not really in any better or worse position than it was before. So next up was Sony. I missed Sony's conference completely. From what I hear, it was kind of a long one. It was like almost 2 hours, and it kind of like fell apart at the end, but I guess they still announced some nice things in it. Can you guys, who watched it?
I watched it, for the most part.
Me too.
Okay, so you all watched it. So, what happened? Give me the details.
Right out of the cage with Little Big Planet 3, that made me very happy. I think I might be the only person on this podcast who plays those games, but I love them. I think they're just like brimming with style. They make me grin really hard while I'm playing them.
The only problem I have with the Little Big Planet games is that I can't figure out which button I shoot with.
I played the original, but I didn't create any levels. I just played them.
Yeah, the sequel actually really refined it, I think. Like, they really they added in a lot of new features that, like, really, the gameplay, there's just so much more going on.
Hmm.
Like, but it's core, it's still a platformer, and I think it's one of the best platformers on the market today.
Didn't they come out with a cart game?
They did. I actually bought it, like, a year and a half ago on Black Friday, and I haven't touched it. So, I have it, but I don't even know how it plays.
You sound like me.
You do sound like
me. I do.
That's not good. That's
what happened when I was working in retail. I was just bringing home games every day, and now I have like a huge stack of them I'm playing through.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We should point out you're probably buying them though, right?
Yes. Yes, I was buying
them. So, where do you work now, Ryan?
I plead the fifth. I'm a student, full-time student, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
That must be nice.
Well, with a job, I just had an interview the other day, so... At GameStop. I hate everything about myself right now.
Maybe. I was at GameStop today. And
and you were fired the same day.
I'll just leave it at that for now.
Spooey, you could open your own GameStop.
This is true. Something. I bought a couple things that cost me nothing. But if I tell you guys what it is, you're going to say, oh, why are you buying that useless crap? You're just going to throw it out in 30 years.
It's an iToy, isn't it? Was it an iToy?
No, it was 7 iToys.
You serious?
He wanted to.
I have the receipt right here. They sold them to me. They sold them to me for 11 cents. How could I turn down that, you know?
But still, they're like, I'm.
One of them was silver.
Listen. As someone who PlayStation Move controller, I can honestly say the iToy was a huge piece of trash. No good games used it.
But now I have one for each game. I have
eight Muay Thai games.
So.
The little window where you like wave your arms around to wash soap off of the screen of the television, you know?
Do you know how awesome that's going to be when like I record it live on the G-Farm stream?
It's going to be even It's going to be even cooler when you have 7 TVs, 7 PlayStation 2s, and 7 iToys set up.
You're going to see it. You're going to see from every angle, basically. I'm going to play all those games at the same exact time.
You set it up so that your iToys are looking at each other, so you can see Spooey for miles and miles.
I'm going to set up basically a mirror and have them at each angle across the mirror, and then I'll just direct them through the mirror. So.
Yes.
It's cheaper than cloning myself. I've tried, believe me.
I would imagine.
Admittedly, I did like one game that used the iToy. It was Sega Superstars.
God, is that the one I don't have? That might have been the one that was like cracked or something. Yeah. All those iToy games, I bought them for like 9 cents.
So. See, I imagine if you did open up a game shop, like your first customer would come in, be like, how much for Final Fantasy Legend 2? And you'd be like, that would be about, no, you can't have it. Get out right now.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I don't know if you saw it or not the post I had, but I found a bunch of old boxes for games.
That's why I mentioned it.
They're not even my boxes. They're my brother's boxes. You put them down in the basement, 13.
So he's got a problem, too.
Almost all the game stuff that you actually saw there was actually from him. I mean, he's moved out years ago, but he left all his stuff here. I yelled at him to come back, and he came back for 2 days to go through it. And he's like, get rid of him if you want. I don't care. I don't need him anymore. And then I showed him to some people online. They're like, oh my God, how much money do you want for those boxes?
Wait, didn't you? What was the rare game you had? It was like Earthbound or something, right?
The rare game?
Not.
Listen, we're talking to somebody who has the Misadventures of Tron Bon, okay? So.
Is that the one? I mean, I don't know. It's not really. It wasn't really rare. I guess it's just nobody bought it. Right?
Chrono Trigger.
But that's I have the box for it.
No. So just
before with sand,
I found that in the basement the other day. So it's not one of the better conditioned boxes. I had to throw a couple boxes out today. But I don't know. I mean, it's got a funky. It reeks of death, I guess, when you try to smell it. But somebody might want to buy it. I mean, it goes for quite a lot. Just
what is it?
The Chrono Trigger box.
Oh.
I mean, I threw out Quirk for the Game Boy. Nobody's gonna want that, and that thing looks like hell. So I was like, all right, I don't need Quirk. But Chrono Trigger, you know.
Wait, where were we?
Box. I don't care if it's growing something. I don't care.
Did you guys watch the trailer for No Man's Sky? Can we get back to
that
Sonic?
That was interesting.
Yeah, I watched it and I was like, oh my God, they're bringing back Colony Wars. And then I was like, wait, that's not it.
Listen, I want that game. Like, if it plays even like half as, if it is even half as much fun as it seems like it's going to be, I want it.
That game stood out in my mind at the Sony press conference because I realized it actually had color in it.
There's a lot of color.
Unlike pretty much any other game they had, so.
Sony was full of color. Uncharted?
Yeah, a little bit. Uncharted, what was it? Like, it was dark and he wakes up and it's like
green and, like, you know, it's like leaves and water, the game.
What was the colorful game at Microsoft's conference?
Sunset Overdrive?
Sunset Overdrive, yeah.
Insomniac.
Or the super hyper mega edition version of Dead Rising 3.
That was pretty funny.
serious question. Was that them taking a shot at themselves, or was it?
Yeah.
Like, have we reached the point? Okay. Like, I just read the title afterwards. I was like, there's no way that they're actually going to release a game with that title, right?
I think they just call it, like, officially it's just DLC for Dead Rising 3, but, like, no. All their marketing material says it's
Wait, this
that
is
title.
So they don't. There's no such thing as DLC. You just have to buy the game again with all the bonus features right on the disc.
Another, you buy the game, and then you get the DLC, and then you have to buy the new version of the game that doesn't use any of the DLC.
Yeah,
and then get the DLC before you get the new version of the game that discludes all the other previous.
Is that Super Street Fighter 4 you're making reference to?
They have so they have
yeah,
so
it's like the fourth version.
Oh,
of the
wait,
game
wait, Alex, what was that?
I think you can use the costumes from Super Street Fighter 4 into the later games.
But that's not what I mean. I mean, like, you have to get the new version of the game to get certain special features. You can't just buy them separately by downloading them. I think you actually have to get the disc for the new version, like, to get the extra costumes or whatever.
I think the second version of Street Fighter 4, wasn't it, like, incompatible with, like, the online from the previous one?
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
You lost, you know, like, all your DLC that you got, you couldn't use with the other game.
I think that was the first game, actually.
They can make as many excuses as they want. None of them are going to sound legitimate.
Well, it's Capcom.
Capcom is actually, you know, they've poked fun at themselves about that, too, in the past. I mean, when they came out with Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, that was kind of like a joke on the whole thing anyway.
You and your obscure references, Spooey.
I have that game on PlayStation 1 and on Game Boy Advance.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I like the Game Boy Advance one.
See, what's more interesting than the fact that you have all this stuff, Spooey?
I've played them both. I just want to throw that out there.
I've memorized what all you have. It's like you have, like, this Dewey Decimal System in your brain. You're like, I have that game on two consoles, in fact.
I can't remember what I ate for breakfast, but I remember the day itself that I bought F-Zero GX for the GameCube.
Yeah.
So,
awesome,
like,
game.
August 23rd, 2003, I think.
Jeez.
It was raining that day.
I've got some F-Zero game for the Super Nintendo. I bought it at a yard sale. I don't even have a Super Nintendo.
That game's awesome, though. That's Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I think that's the only F-Zero game that came out of the U.S.
What?
The one for the Super Nintendo.
What about it?
There were other F-Zero games on the Super Nintendo, but they were, like, only in Japan, I think.
I thought there was only one. And then we got,
got two on the Game Boy Advance, though.
What was the N64 one?
X?
Yeah, F-Zero X.
I don't have that.
No. Yeah, Sunset Overdrive does look pretty cool, though. It really looks like... It reminds me of Ratchet & Clank. It kind of mixed with, like, Crackdown or something.
I think Spooey made the joke, like, how long is it going to be before whoever's publishing it knocks the color out of it or something like that.
And it changes the story in the setting.
Yeah.
The setting, yeah.
Like Fuse, Dead Rising, like, yeah, well, evolved into, basically?
Well, no, like Fuse was supposed to be really, like, comedic and fun and interesting, but it just turned out being this really bland, dingy, crappy game.
Yeah.
That was Insomniac, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but, like, somehow, like, the style got changed halfway through. It even had a different name before it got changed to Fuse.
Did they do the what's the one I'm thinking of? The Resistance games?
Yeah. devoid of all style.
It wasn't awful, but it was like, I don't know.
I heard the third one was pretty good.
I have the second one, and I played the first one a long time ago. It's just, like I said, it's got no style whatsoever. I think that's the major problem with it.
It's no Disruptor, though.
I'm not going to pretend to know what that is.
Sure.
So anyway, any other good games that anybody liked? The Sony
Bloodborne.
Well,
Bloodborne looks interesting.
Speaking of Ratchet and Clank, they did announce a remake of the first game in the movie.
That's true.
In the movie?
They're doing a movie.
Yeah,
everything needs a movie.
Yeah, they just remade it like 3 years ago, PS3, and then they're going to remake it again. What is this, Nintendo?
What's funny to me at least, though, is they showed a trailer a few months ago for the Sly Cooper movie.
Yeah.
Then at E3, and then they showed a trailer for the Ratchet and Clank movie at E3, and I looked them up on Wikipedia. Turns out they both have the same director, and Sly Cooper is coming after Ratchet and Clank. So it's like, what are you guys doing there?
Development hell.
Well, they did kind of announce the Ratchet and Clank movie before the Sly Cooper movie.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Sly Cooper movie. No.
There was a trailer for it before they showed the one at E3. It was... I don't remember. But it was a really long time ago when they showed the first trailer for the Ratchet & Clank movie.
See, the problem with the Sly Cooper movie they're running into is they have to get all the furry makeup for the live-action actors exactly right.
What are they going to do with that Zelda movie when it eventually comes out?
There is no Zelda movie, Spooey.
Did you see that pitch that a Magi did for Nintendo?
Yeah, I did. It didn't look very good.
But I guess Zelda's a girl now. I don't know how that's gonna figure into everything. So.
I think they confirmed. We're talking about that new Legend of Zelda game that's open world, right?
The Wii U one, yeah.
Yeah, I think they just said that it was in fact Link, and that rumors were just growing for some reason.
God, Link's a hermaphrodite.
Worked for Zelda. Oh.
Don't I know it?
Can I just say real quick, Hyrule Warriors looks not good. I don't know if you guys have ever played Dynasty Warriors, but those games are not very good.
It looks very monotonous.
I like Dynasty Warriors when I first got it.
That's exactly the word I would use to describe them. It's just, you keep hacking and slashing and hacking and slashing. There's not much variation at all.
I imagine the Zelda fans will treat this game like the Metroid fans treated Other M.
I mean, it's not, like, a core part of, like, the mythology, so I don't think...
Yeah.
I think people will view it like Metroid Pinball more than Other M. Like, it's a spin-off, doesn't count for anything.
It's not Wand of Gamelon, but it might be Link's Crossbow Training.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Well, I think the difference is, I don't think that Nintendo's really aiming for Zelda fans for this one. I think they're trying to get Dynasty Warriors fans.
I don't think there are as many Dynasty Warriors fans, though.
Those games actually sell a lot, and there's at least like 15 of them. There's like
and
Dynasty
each Warriors version Samurai. Has an extreme version.
Yeah, it's like there's all these different. There's so many games in that series. It's like Tecmo's Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty.
My God, another Assassin's Creed, I think, was the only time I ever got up from, like, the press conferences and walked away. I was like, I don't understand how, like, year after year, people can complain about, like, Call of Duty and Madden, but yet they're glued to their screens for Assassin's Creed when it's, like, the same game every year.
I thought nobody liked 3.
Nobody liked 3. Though. They changed things up with 4. They, like, made it all piratey and, like, open seas kind of thing, which... people liked. I mean, I have a coworker who was raving about it. But now they're the new thing for Assassin's Creed Unity is, oh, you can play co-op. Like, great. Yeah.
Well, you see, I haven't played any since 2. I hated the first one. I liked the second one.
Why didn't you keep playing 4?
Because I didn't. I knew that it was going to end up. I was going to get bored of it. I knew that was going to happen because I was already bored of it by the end of the second one. Ah. But I might check out 4 just because I really like the French Revolution setting. Mm. That could be really cool. If they do some stuff with, like, Napoleon or something like that, that might be neat.
Yeah.
So spoil it for me. Is it, like, all a dream or something? Or an imaginary world?
Didn't they kill off Desmond or whatever his name is in the
last
one or something?
I don't know.
Thanks for spoiling the game.
That wouldn't make any sense, though.
I mean, I think it's like a new guy whose memories you're jumping back into at this point.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good way to keep the series continued.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like we're sick and tired of seeing Desmond on this screen. It's like, what is he doing? I mean, it's funny. They're like, oh, you got to go back in time, you know, into your ancestors' memories to figure out where this thing is. Then you got to do it about 11 more times after this.
Yeah.
11 different more stories. so that you know, we can keep milking the series.
You know what it also solves? It solves the like the time periods not being in order anymore, because like from 1 to 4, you know, they were kind of like, you know, one after another. And I don't think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think like Assassin's Creed Unity takes place after 4 does. I might be wrong about that. I'm not a very good history major, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I was a little surprised about Ubisoft's conference, though.
I didn't watch it.
No. It was actually, I mean, it was coming off of Microsoft and EA, and I thought it was better than both of them.
I heard EA's was really bad.
Yeah, this says that Desmond is dead.
EA's, the highlight of EA's press conference was, oh my god, there's a Sims 4? And
well,
it's got,
you know,
like, little people you can control in a virtual world?
When's there going to be a Roller Coaster Tycoon 4? That's what I want to know.
They don't do that game, do they?
Oh, I guess.
Is it? I don't know.
Isn't that, maybe it's Activision? No.
I'm not so sure, actually.
EA was kind of like, alright, we're making games. They're pretty much the same games we made last year, but, you know, people are going to expect us to be here. Let's go and show off the games that we're working on. And that was pretty much it. So, nothing, no new content, I think, at all from them.
Oh, Roller Coaster Tycoon is on GOG.
Well, you know what your next mission is going to be now, Andrex.
To play that for hours and waste tons of time.
I apologize. I've been looking. I cannot find the official list of Super Nintendo games. I know it's on Nintendo's website.
I don't think
I just can't find it.
True.
Yeah, it was there like 3 weeks ago, because I was there 3 weeks ago to download it. I just can't find it now.
Do you know what game actually caught my eye, even though I really wasn't expecting it to?
What?
It was at Ubisoft, Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, I heard good things about that. They showed it at the Microsoft conference, right?
It's on the house, right? Where they
The destructible, like everything was destructible. You could fire bullets through the wall, and it would just like rip through them. Like, that's really neat to me.
Didn't Far Cry do that?
Oh, I haven't played Far Cry yet.
Atari.
You're thinking of Red Faction, I think, right?
Is Atari still around?
Oh wait, Crysis did that. The one on the PC. You know, Crysis?
Yeah.
I remember you could shoot through pretty much everything in that game, but I don't know. Just I think it'll really work with like online missions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with the Rainbow Six games always have the more realistic. You don't have to get shot very many times to die. Whereas, you know, in some games you can just absorb bullets for ages and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that game looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow, they still take in, like, Nintendo Entertainment System repairs from Nintendo's website?
All right, so Spooey's got us on to Nintendo now. Nintendo did not have a conference this year. They had another stream, like, last year. But they called it the Nintendo Digital Event instead of a Nintendo Direct. I don't think there's really a big difference between them. Alex, you disagree a little bit.
Well, I thought the digital event had more energy put into it than just Satoru Iwata just sitting in front of a camera and talking.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they got the they started off with a robot chicken skit, which was pretty unexpected. Then they launched into Iwata and Reggie fighting each other, which was like, it was actually choreographed pretty well. I want to know, like, who they collaborated with to make that, because
Michael Bay.
Not enough explosions.
They got the robot chicken people to do it, right?
No, the actual fight between Iwata and Reggie.
That was actually them. They were just training.
Yeah, they were really pissed at each other.
You know what was really unexpected? Like, I think it was a month or two prior that Mega 64 made a trailer for Nintendo at E3.
Right, the Fizamech.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the first tip-off to me, like, that Nintendo's media relations team or whoever is, like, actually getting with it. And then when Reggie was talking, they showed the Mario Kart Luigi Death Stare, when he brought up Mario Kart. I thought that was a pretty nice touch. So it started off pretty good. I think there was like some dead zones, like when they were like talking about yarn and making yarn. I was just like, and then
yarn.
Kind of at the end with Splatoon, I think that segment went on a little too long, even though the game looks kind of cool. But I want to hear what you guys think. Actually, first of all, I want to hear what Spooey thinks, because he complained a lot in the lead up to this that, oh, it's going to buffer all the time, not going to be able to watch it, it's going to be unwatchable. So Spooey, tell us how the stream went for you.
Well, in all fairness, I didn't actually watch their stream. I actually booted up the IGN stream and then watched it on my Xbox 360.
Well, there you go.
But that was fine. I didn't have any problems with it.
Yeah, I didn't.
So IGN, thumbs up.
Last year they went with Ustream. This year they went with Twitch. I didn't watch the Twitch stream, but they had a YouTube version available, and I just watched that because, I mean, it's freaking YouTube. They have, like, all the bandwidth in the world.
Because Google owns your soul.
Plus, it could stream to Chromecast, so I could watch the conference on my TV, which was nice, instead of being, like, huddled in front of, like, my desktop computer. Yeah, it was fun. Okay, so, Alex, what did you like most about it?
I'm not much of a competitive Smash player, but I did kind of like the tournament.
Oh, yeah, the tournament's great. They had that, like, what it was, like, 7-9 or something. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch.
You got to see Mega Man's Smash Move or whatever the hell
Final
it's called.
Final Smash. Yeah.
The best part of it was the announcer screaming the Mega Man.
What the hell is that about? I'm just sitting there and all of a sudden he's like screaming the 90s Ruby Spears TV song.
Yeah. And it was also like, great that they, like, the audience kept holding up, like, the Mega Man, I don't know what you call it, like, poster or whatever for the fan favorite, even when they weren't supposed to.
There were a lot of Pikachus.
Who kept putting up that damn Pikachu?
And Reggie swore at the end of it, just like 10 years ago. Same swear, too. Ass.
Okay. He swore, just same swear. He said ass.
Ass.
Mike
maybe,
said ass.
What is it you thought, though? You thought he meant donkey? Like, hey.
Yeah. That was the joke I was making.
My donkey.
He's like, he said something like, next year I'm gonna kick your ass or something like that. And I'm like, well, maybe he had a donkey that Reggie was really mad at. I noticed that they left that out of their E3 highlights video that they posted on YouTube. Ryan, did you watch it?
I saw bits. Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing because, I'll be honest, I kind of woke up late the first day. And I was just like, oh, oops.
Ryan.
Anything you like?
Well, you know, I'm going to be lame here. But, honestly, Pac-Man and Kerfuffle has really gotten me excited. Like, I actually want this game now. I wasn't interested in it at all. Mm. But seeing Pac-Man in there just made me realize, just, like, start really looking at it and the roster. And I was like, this is going to be a cool game.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel if, instead of the Pac-Man they had now, they had the Pac-Man from Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures in it?
I don't know that one.
Doesn't he have, like, teeth and, like, really weird eyes or something?
Oof. I know Pac-Man, is it Pac-Man Adventure 2? The one where you gotta, like, hit him with a slingshot?
Oh, that game.
I used to play that game all the time as a kid. Like, I had it on the Genesis. I used to play it, like, all day. Just because I thought it was so much fun.
I think my cousin had that game. And I played it, and I was like, this is the lamest game I've ever played.
Oh, whatever. And I thought it was so cool because, like, you didn't control him at all. You just had to give him clues and stuff, and he was such a little asshole.
I was just like, how is this a Pac-Man game? It didn't make any sense.
It was an adventure game.
Then there was the goofy walking animations they came up with for him.
Yeah.
Whenever he'd get mad and he'd just like flail his arms and legs around as he walked. It's great.
But his character in Smash looks pretty awesome. Pretty competitive.
You know what I find kind of interesting about the Smash Brothers game, though?
What?
Sonic's in it, and he has a game coming out on the Wii U and the 3DS. And Pac-Man's in it, and he has a game coming out on the Wii U and the 3DS.
Mega Man's in it, but he's dead.
And Mega Man is blue. Because he's sad, because he has no games coming
out. Wait, what's Pac-Man's game?
It's the that Ghostly Adventures 2, the one that's based on the cartoon series.
Oh.
Lord.
What was that one they came out with for Xbox Live? It was like, a lot of people said it was like the best version of Pac-Man ever.
I was in that thread the other
Pac-Man,
day.
Championship Edition?
Yeah, Championship Edition.
Yeah. I played that, it was free on the PSN a few months back. It's really good.
Yeah.
Like, they took the old school Pac-Man gameplay and just made it really fast. And exciting, and...
Oh my god.
Fun.
Nintendo released Arkanoid Do It Again, or Do It Again.
Put like, Wikipedia during the podcast.
Yes.
Now I'm looking at the... you guys got the link I sent, right?
Yeah.
It's hidden on their website now. You can't find it,
I'm not gonna load up, like, a 50 megabyte PDF during the podcast, Bowie.
50 megabytes is like nothing.
Not on this piece of crap computer I'm using. I still have to find a way to, like, record the podcast on my MacBook Air.
Plus, PDF files, don't they, like, touch children or something?
PDFs in Chrome aren't that bad, honestly.
I don't know, is it a generic PDF or is it, like, an Adobe PDF?
There's a serious difference. You can...
Well, the Adobe ones are proprietary Adobe PDFs, you know? There's the general PDFs.
Okay.
Never mind.
Spooey, what did you like from Nintendo's conference?
I liked that it had color and it wasn't about shooting people in the head the entire time.
Unless it's with ink.
Because, I guess technically squirting people in the head, maybe? Mario. Mario and Flood are going to have such a wicked long time to clean that crap off. I just say that now.
I'm sorry.
But, it's nice to have a break from just running and shooting people like first-person shooter style mad. Mm-hmm. So, Nintendo didn't have a single first-person shooter. So
I liked the...
Go Nintendo.
They came out right at the start and was like, no new Mario games we're announcing. And I'm like... Because that was, like, my biggest... I think if we go back to the last podcast...
And then they announced Mario Maker.
That was the...
I like that game.
That game does kind of look cool. But not that's not, like, a real...
Oh, wait,
Mario.
That was... Sure it is. I saw that there was a leak of that before E3. I thought it was fake.
No, it's real. And
that's neat.
It actually looks pretty cool. You can switch between the Mario 1 graphics and the new Super Mario graphics.
It's like Halo... 10th anniversary edition, but for Mario.
You just press a button and it switches just like that.
I think you can do that during the game, though. Level editor.
Sorry. No. I think my favorite part of the game is that you can stack enemies, so like you can have an entire stack of Goombas with a Hammer Brothers on top.
Yeah, I saw a video for that while I was cleaning out in the garage the other day. I put on the TV in the living room and with the Xbox 360, and I streamed for an hour and a half the Nintendo treehouse thing there, and some guy created his own like level that it was like those old Nintendo games and like people do homebrews but they try to make it like as insanely hard as possible game.
Kaizo
it's
Mario.
The same thing basically. It's like they did the same thing with like Mario with like the level editor and just watched the guy like repeatedly die trying to like beat it.
It's official ROM hacks.
I really hope there's no text option. Because if Little Big Planet 2 has proven anything, it's that there's a lot of angsty kids out there who want to put their emo-ness in everything.
Text option. What are you talking about?
You mean like a dialogue option?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I don't think those were even... Those didn't even become included in Mario games until like Mario World, I think.
Well, I think There was like hint boxes. Or was that just in
that was Mario World?
No hint boxes.
Okay. Wasn't there a Mario? Wasn't there text boxes in the third one?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I know there was something.
When you walk into those like bonus rooms, and then like didn't Toad or somebody say, you know, you need to pick the right thing or choose wisely, Mario, or something like that.
Plus, there, you know, something telling you that the princess was in another castle in the first one.
Yeah, right? I don't think.
Seven damn times they pulled that on me.
I don't think we have to worry about that, though, for Mario
they
Maker.
They didn't show anything like that so far.
The original plot twist.
So, wait a second. Well, give me some examples of emo messages in Little Big Planet.
Messages. No, there's, like, these kids will make these levels that, like, their character has, like, this long anime hair and black and like, talking about cutting themselves and stuff. And I'm like, what am I playing? This is not what I signed up for.
What have I been missing in Little Big Planet?
Wait, was that Shadow the Hedgehog?
No, it's just, like, you'd have these kids with, like, all these X's in their username. You know?
Oh, my God. I remember that from the 90s. Like, every time I got online, got a username, it was, like, X something X. And I was like, my name's been Spooey since, like, the fourth day I've been online. I've never had an X anywhere in any of my names.
Triple X 420 no scopes, triple X.
Yeah. And then you'd know the person, like, on one place, and then you, like, get their AIM name or something. Mm-hmm. And it would just be, like, seven X's in a row.
Yeah.
Like, you could just say Chaz or something like that.
I thought that had all died out.
No.
Lollers.
We're in a different generation where we don't really have to see that firsthand anymore.
I guess.
Strange. I thought the X's were just beginning.
99, I think. I remember the big X thing there. Because nobody wants a number after their name, but if you put X's before and after it, that's what makes it cool.
Yeah, especially if like some of them are lowercase and some are uppercase.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Jaggedy and... Man, that's so cool.
I blame Triple X and Vin Diesel.
I just blame Triple X movies.
I'm in space.
That or X2, X-Men United.
I blame pornography, you know? It's always about X's and stuff, I don't know.
Let's not talk about the 3DO, let's keep it clean here.
I don't get it.
I don't get that joke either.
3DO actually had like porno videos on it at one point.
Do you have one, Spooey?
I don't even have a 3DO.
Sure.
What if I did? Imagine the power I was at.
Are you saying 3DO?
Yeah, remember the Panasonic 3DO?
Yeah. Do you have plumbers with ties?
Plumbers don't wear ties. No,
oh,
don't.
Yeah. Plumbers don't wear ties.
I think that remains the best EVGN video.
Yeah, I've seen... oh, my God, I found an Action Max tape when I was going through all the crap, and it's one of the not good condition VHS tapes I have, and I'm thinking if I hold on to it, I'll buy like a VHS player like on Craigslist for $3 and just copy it over and like burn everything when I'm done, just so I can have it. Remember the Action Max, right?
No.
Okay. Nope. Never mind. Okay. So E3, it was good, right?
How many tapes do you have with X-Play episodes on them?
Now or
digitally convert all of them?
Oh God, I'd have to like look it up and stuff. If I had to guess right now, I've probably converted over like 500 episodes.
Damn.
I
would just like put them in my VHS player and like go to work and then come back and I copied over a tape.
Yeah, upload them all to the Pirate Bay or something.
I don't know. I think I still like it when people come to me and they say, please, Mr. Spooey, you have the only copies in existence. And then I say, see you in your digital means. Now you come to me for everything. You will rue the day you defied my VHS tapes.
It's like when that one musician, he had like a raffle so that like this one song would go to one person who won the raffle, and everybody thought he was just going to put it on the internet, but no, he just keeps it at his house, and you can actually make an appointment to go to his house and listen to this one song. I think it's John Stevens, the weird wing-wearing Christian guy.
Didn't Black Eyed Peas do something like that?
I don't know if Black Eyed Peas did it. But yeah, you can like make an appointment to go visit this dude's house and listen to this song.
I think all the money he's making from that.
I don't think he charges people. I think he's just like,
I need friends to come make an appointment.
Let's jam out together.
Yeah, I actually, you wouldn't believe it. There's a lot of people who actually have copies of like X-Play and like Screensavers and all like the old tech TV shows. There was a website, G4 Rewind, which I don't know if you guys remember. 2008, G4 actually did a G4 Rewind special.
Yeah.
And the guy who hosted it actually ran a website, which is a fan site dedicated to the thing, and they contacted them. They said, hey, how'd you like to host this? We'll bring back some shows for a while and see how it works. And he had like a whole, he had like an FTP server and all these other things, and I used to upload stuff there, but a lot of other people would like upload stuff. That's where I got things that I didn't have.
Oh, I have to wonder if you did put them on a like a file sharing website, do you think anybody would actually get mad? Or they'd just be like,
I can't speak for Comcast. And Comcast can't speak for Comcast because they're all dead now. Well,
they'd be pissed.
I put up the last 2.5 minutes of the final Attack of the Show episode. Mm-hmm. Where they like say goodbye, and then it goes into the whole dream sequence with like Leo Laporte and Patrick.
Oh,
Burton.
Yeah.
And everybody linked to it. Like even Leo Laporte, like on his website, linked to it, and I got like, I don't know, in like a day, I got something like 500,000 views for it.
Yeah.
And then Comcast pulled it, and then about 3 days later, they put up their own like 480p version of the thing, like a 1080i version of the thing.
Bunch
you know?
Of dicks.
It's like nobody's watching your network. What's it matter? You're dead. This is the last 2 minutes of anything you'll ever see on this network here. You know.
It's like Andrew, don't you have the Nintendo Revolution thing on your YouTube?
I do, and in fact, the quality has degraded over the years. I think.
What
like,
did you put on there, Andrew?
Yeah, it's digital, you know, file. Quality degradation, rotational velocity density. You know, it's just you, when you leave a file on your hard drive over time, it just kind of rots away. It's just
that's actually
science.
True.
That's not true.
It's
no,
true.
No, no, not the file. The hard drive doesn't rot. The file rots.
No, it doesn't.
It's file rot.
Hey, your hard drive actually naturally breaks down every year. Did you guys know that?
That's why the cloud.
Rotational velocity density.
Little
Anyways,
blocks of your hard drive would die every year.
It
That's
wasn't
why
the Revolution video. It was the Nintendo On.
Oh, yeah, the fake.
The
Is
fake
that
one.
Helmet thing that, like, it just abruptly ended, right?
Yeah.
Like, right, we thought it was going to go somewhere, and it's like, wait, what was the rest of the video?
Well, it's already, like, 7 minutes long, but the guy who was making it had, like, a hard drive crash, like, the week before E3 that year. But he was able to recover.
Like, screw it, I'll just put up whatever I have.
Basically. Yeah, that's basically it. Plus, it kind of, like, gave to the legitimacy of it. Like, I was only able to get, like, half the file or whatever. I don't know. People were gullible back then.
I came across today 5 floppy disks with the alternate ending of Army of Darkness.
What?
That my brother back in, like...
floppy?
My brother downloaded it back in, like, probably 99, 2000. And you needed 5 floppy disks to put, like, the one file on there. And it was probably, like, a 6-megabyte file.
Wait. Is that the ending where he's in the, he wakes up in the grocery store or whatever?
No, that's the one where he wakes up in the future. He's supposed to drink the potion, but he has one extra drink. He miscounts, basically. Mm-hmm. And then he wakes up and he's like, I slept too long! And then you find out, like, this whole apocalypse took over the Earth, and now he's, like, 100 years in the future.
So how are they going to...
Back then, I mean, it was like, you know, you didn't have the DVDs. You didn't have, like, you know, we didn't have, like, the alternate stuff. It's like when you found stuff like that on the web, it was like, oh, my God, you got to get that. And it took you, like, for a 6-megabyte file, that was, like, 18 hours of downloading.
Don't copy that floppy, Spooey.
Oh, I found some old, actual floppy.
So now the question becomes, how are they going to tie that ending in with... the new Evil Dead reboot that they did.
Well, the alternate endings don't matter. I didn't see the new one. It didn't interest me at all.
It was
I
pretty good.
The original. I like the original. I just didn't want it. I hate when you like something and they remake it, and it's like, I don't want it to ruin it for me.
I mean, it's produced by Sam Raimi. It's not like they just yanked it away from him and gave it to some Yahoo The director, he handpicked.
You mean like Spider-Man, yeah.
He handpicked the director, you know. So
the new RoboCop movie was endorsed by the writers of the original RoboCop movie.
I heard the new RoboCop wasn't too horrible.
Never once in my life did I ever think I would utter the phrase, RoboCop 3 is one of the better ones.
I haven't seen the remake of Evil Dead yet, but I did see the original not too long ago.
They kind of played it straight in the original. I don't know. It did. It had a lot of very interesting visual effects. The camera, in particular. But the movie itself was kind of generic-ish.
The movie was made for like $250,000.
Clerks was made for less than that.
Yeah. Yeah, but this was in color. Give it up for whatever they call it there. I don't know. What the hell did they call it back then?
Color Technicolor.
Stuff. Yeah, didn't they stop doing that with Godfather 2, though?
Spoo, your knowledge depth of this way exceeds our own.
Can't, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Anyways.
Doom.
E3!
Yeah. His Doom levels. He also had a whole bunch of those on floppy disks, too. Back when
E3!
Like,
E3?
Yeah, the thing.
No Raymond Raving Rabbids game at Ubisoft this year? What's going on, Ubi?
Metal Gear.
They didn't even show anything, did they?
Yeah, they had a new trailer for Phantom
That's
Pain.
That's probably when my stream died out. I foolishly relied on game
crapping
trailers.
In real time.
Yes, I just read that today. It's amazing.
Horses I imagine like in real time.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the person who had to record the time.
When I was, but no, imagine like the intern they hired. They're like, you, go write an algorithm that, like,
go model the horses.
The horse poop the appropriate amount of hours after it eats. Although,
well, it depends on what it eats, though, right?
Okay, so I think horse poop is a good spot to end this episode on. Probably better, one of our better endings, actually.
Well, what was. I mean, you're not even going to talk about your favorite part of E3?
Yeah, what games are you guys excited for?
One game I'm excited for is the one that wasn't even shown at Sony's conference. Guilty Gear Xrd. Of course, it's not Sony's fault. They didn't even reveal any new information about it. They just had it there.
I should make a thread about our most excited games. Okay, Ryan, what's yours?
Well,
LBB 3, right?
Well, I don't want to be a hipster and say something that wasn't at E3, but at the same time, like, Tales of Exilia 2 is coming out in 2 months, and then Pillars of Eternity next year, Armacrog. Now you guys. I try to get you guys excited for Armacrog, but you don't want to listen.
What's Armacrog?
It's coming out for the Wii U, right? Right.
It is coming for the Wii U.
There's a game coming out for the Wii U.
Yeah, I already have
now
it.
Now I gotta know about it. What's going on?
Steam version, though. So,
I think my favorite part of Armacrog is that Mike Nelson voices the main character.
That is pretty cool. I do. I like the voice cast. Yeah, I think they have like John Heder as well.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite or whatever.
You know the other movie he was in?
No. No, I don't. I can't think of any other movies he was in.
I was kind of hoping that would lead into something, but I guess not.
But, no, it's like the spiritual successor to The Neverhood. It's a game completely...
Oh my god, I remember The Neverhood.
Yeah, I played The Neverhood as a kid. It was one of my favorites. And
I never actually played The Neverhood, but I did play Skull Monkeys.
Skull Monkeys, I never
Which
played.
Which goes for a lot now. And I never bought it because I'm a dumbass.
Calm down, Spooey. I'm trying to tell something.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm trying to use words. But, yeah, there was a Kickstarter a few months back. And actually, probably about a year ago now. Hmm. And it's coming to the Wii U and to Steam. I Kickstarted it, so I'm getting it on Steam.
Yay.
It's an adventure game. I don't know how you feel about that. They're doing a lot. They're doing this really cool thing, though, with the Wii U gamepad. Where you can use it to, like, bring it up over top of the regular screen so you can search for clues with it. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Someone's using the Wii gamepad for something innovative?
Yeah.
Spooey, what's your favorite game from E3?
Mine's actually not a game. It was an ability. For the 9th year in a row, I was able to get into Nintendo's press site to download everything. So,
I think that's like an open secret at this point.
Yeah, I know, but did you go?
Did I go to their press site?
Yeah, to download everything.
Nah, I stopped doing that.
Where do you think I'm getting
ago.
All those pictures from? I've been posting on your forum.
Oh, that's where they're from. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I got the originals here if you need them down the line. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a source.
I guess. I mean, I don't know, really. Shockingly enough, probably the Mario editor game might actually be the most interesting thing I saw at E3.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Nobody showed off any games for systems I actually own, so
well,
I have to go with that one.
Whose fault is that, Spooey?
I don't know. Well, Nintendo killed the Wii early, and they decided not to show anything off for the PS3 or the Xbox 360. So.
No 3DS, Spooey?
No, I don't have a 3DS. There's
still a lot of stuff coming to the PS3.
That makes two of us.
I have a DSi. Actually, no. I don't have a DSi. I have a DS Lite. That was actually the last system I got from the DS line.
I understand now, Spooey. You're upset because there aren't any new old games. You collect old games, but you want new ones to your collection. So you want new old ones.
But this is true. Which is why the Retron 5, I don't know if they showed it off or not. But.
I read a bad review for that thing.
Yeah, I guess it's going to need a couple of firmware updates before it gets a little bit where it should be.
This is why you should check out that $600 NES that I posted about, Spooey.
So I can buy a $600 version of something I already own because it's in plastic.
No,
or
it's in
I can buy a $140 version of something that plays 10 different systems.
Exactly.
And then breaks after a few months.
Well, actually, that's not true. Some of them were broke out of the box.
So
what was your favorite game, Andrew?
In terms of like what I'm most excited for, it would probably be Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. But in terms of like what I wasn't really looking forward to, and now what I'm really excited for,
Pac-Man, Smash Brothers.
It's Smash Brothers, just because. I mean, I still have the complaint that. When I was watching the stream and I was watching people play, if they were just using old characters and old stages, I would not be able to tell it apart from Brawl. That's, like, how I honestly feel.
Oh!
I'm sure it looks a lot better than Brawl just because the stream quality degraded things, but it's very similar. But
yeah.
I'm excited for Smash on a system with hopefully competent online, and a lot of the new characters are really appealing to me.
Needs Bomberman.
Yeah, Bomberman or Cyanide.
It needs Bomberman. You can hate on Bomberman.
He agrees with me. Bomberman needs to be there.
Hey, Bomberman was in a Smash Brothers styled game with Snake, so it makes sense. Yeah.
Bomberman has been in more Nintendo games, I think, than any other systems combined. So, if anybody is a pure representative, I mean, he's going back to like the original Nintendo days. So,
yeah. So
I have two
Alpha
copies of that game for
over
the Nintendo.
Omega.
What?
I said, why Alpha Sapphire over Omega Ruby?
Because I always go with the second version.
Yeah.
Blue, silver, sapphire, pearl, white 2, Y, soul Fair. Silver. Because they're better.
Okay.
Did you get, like, the original, like, red and blue?
I had blue. I had yellow. Also.
Really? I have red.
Magma was cooler.
What's that?
So I always thought Team Magma was cooler as a kid. Or hotter. Whoa.
I actually
what?
Don't remember
it's
a lot.
Magma. Get it?
I don't remember a lot from those games, to be honest.
Pokemon Red actually came with my system.
That was the last Pokemon game I played until SoulSilver came out. That was like the one that was where it really peaked for me, the whole series.
I completely feel the opposite. Sapphire's the only Pokemon game I never beat. I just lost interest.
Damn.
Did you do Diamond?
I did Pearl, yeah. Pearl's fun.
You do those, like, was it Rangers ones or something?
No. The only spin-off game I've played is Snap.
Oh, never played Snap. Pokemon Stadium 2?
Nope.
I played the first Pokemon Stadium.
Coliseum?
Stadium 2.
Nope.
Hey, you, Pikachu?
Nope.
Did that actually work? Hey, you, Pikachu?
It must
I don't know.
Have,
what
right?
was that channel on? The Pokemon channel?
Well, it doesn't have to
channel.
I just remember the X-Play review for that game.
Yeah.
I saw it once for like $9.99 new, and I resisted the urge, so I deserve a little bit of credit for that. I did want to apologize. Andrex actually made me think of the thing I actually really am excited for.
What's that?
From E3 this year. Nintendo, 7 years after the fact, is going to re-release GameCube controllers.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
People realize that people love the controls for the GameCube Smash Brothers more than the Wii version was so much that they're actually going to bring out GameCube ones for the Wii U now because they know people like the traditional controls for it.
The thing is that the Wii U Pro Controller, I actually like it better than the GameCube controller, to be honest.
I mean, I think the Super Nintendo is still the pinnacle of like the controllers that they had. I mean, I haven't tried the Pro Classic or anything like that.
The Pro Controller is like a fusion of the GameCube controller and the SNES controller, kind of. Like, it has, like, the same layout, basically.
It looks like a 360 one, though, doesn't it?
It looks like a 360 one, but they completely messed up with the sticks by putting them both up high.
Yeah.
I think that you can't have them both up high. I mean, I personally, as someone who grew up playing PlayStation, I like them both down low, but I can still deal with the Xbox having one up. But having them both up doesn't make sense for me. Because when you can't go back and forth between the stick and the buttons with as much ease.
It's fine. I mean, the classic controller for Wii had them PlayStation style. And I played Monster Hunter with that. That was fine. I played Monster Hunter with the Pro Controller. It's fine. I mean, you have to adjust to it, but it's not as big as like the GameCube C stick being terrible, you know, or the D-pad being terrible. Yeah. So.
Sony also showed Hotline Miami 2. I forgot about that, and that got me interested in playing the first one, which I just played and beat yesterday, and it's so much fun.
Was that a DS game?
No, it's a Steam game.
Steam and PS3. And Vita, I think, actually. But it's so much fun. If you guys ever like think about checking it out, it's really good.
Did you guys see that they announced Type Zero for Vita, and then they're like, wait, actually, it's not for Vita.
I want to play that game. I do, but I think it would be better as a PSP game that's being upscaled.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna look like shit on the Xbox One and PS4.
Yep.
How was the Metal Gear game that Portal Ops or something like that? Didn't that come out in like the Legacy set?
Peace Walker?
Peace Walker, yeah.
Peace Walker.
I haven't played that one yet, because I've got the full collection with 2, 3, 4, and Peace Walker.
You know why I stopped buying games for my PSP?
Because you ran out of room.
No, because 6 months later they came out for the PlayStation 2.
Oh, that's true. Although the reviews are always much worse for the PS2 versions.
I don't know. Was Twisted Metal Head On, Extra Twisted Edition, didn't that one do all right?
Jesus Christ.
I was in a chat with David Jaffe one night.
Really? I'm sure he had so many interesting things to say.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody from G4 linked me to it, and I went there. And I was talking to the guy, and I said to him, literally, I was like, so when's God of War, Ghost of Sparta getting ported there? And he's like, I don't work there anymore. I don't know what they're doing with that. And then I referred to him as Jaffe number one. He and his brother were there. And I referred to him as Jaffe number one. And then his brother was like, but I'm older than him. Why are you calling him Jaffe number one?
I'm sure he'd love that.
From now on, you will be known as Classic Jaffe. apparently he liked that, so.
Classic Jaffe.
I made David Jaffe laugh 3 times by reading my text. So
I made Adam Sessler laugh, if you guys remember. Thank you very much.
Which episode was that?
No, it was It was when he did the interview thing with like where everybody from G4 could come on and ask him questions. And he was on a webcam.
Oh, and it was like all moderated and crap, so they didn't ask anything.
I said, do you ever post on G4 forums? And he says, yeah, I read them sometimes. And I replied, I love to troll. And he read it out loud and just busted out laughing.
That's not very funny.
I don't know. He was laughing.
It wasn't funny, but it was true.
It's funny. Because you could tell he absolutely hated the G4 forums.
Yeah. He was the only one who actually went on them, though.
Yeah, it's true.
No, well, he wasn't. I mean, Mac, I can never tell. Is it Kyle? Matt Kyle used to post on there.
I don't even
lot.
Know who that is.
He was like, he was there from like the extended play days. Yep. He's one of the few people that lasted the entire show. He's the guy who sent me the golden mullet.
Oh. Was he ever on screen?
Was that? Yeah, he was on screen. He played the Griefer.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that was before your time. That was like back at Tech TV.
So he played.
Remember the who's the guy for the merchant from Resident Evil 4?
The merchant.
He was on. He was different things. I mean, I can't think of all the characters that often. But
oh, he's the one who's like Adam is a lamer in the X-Play song. Yeah. Okay.
Shane Satterfield before he went over to Game Trailers used to post there.
You hear
Matt and Shane and I actually used to kind of send like personal messages to each other a lot.
Snapchats.
People probably didn't realize that.
Dick pics.
Seeing the Cess with oh shit, his name escapes me. What's that guy's name? Jack Tretton. The Cess with Jack Tretton on Game Trailers was pretty cool.
Oh, did you see when the guy from Microsoft was sitting down with him?
No.
They had it after – that was, like, after they took it off the TV and they were just streaming it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was right before, like, the Ubisoft press conference started. And he's, like, it's nice to once, like, to sit next to Jack where he's, like, you know, smiling at me and then, like, kicking me in the shins at the same time. Being that they're, you know, mortal enemies and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Now they're friends.
Well, not anymore, yeah.
Did you guys hear that?
In the next year, he'll move over there.
They had to sit with the Doritos Pope.
Why Doritos Pope hosted the Smash tourney.
I think Jeff Kiley actually said his favorite game was like that Doritos racing game.
Crash Course or something?
Doritos. Mountain Dew and Doritos. The movie. The game.
All right.
Edition.
I posted a picture of Matt Kyle just on
Ultra HD reboot.
That's a wrap.
Alrighty.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
When do you think we're going to record the next episode?
Actually, I'm out of the next 2 weekends. I'll be in Connecticut, so I don't think I'll be able to record them. So, probably early July.
How are you supposed to stream more Mario Kart if you're in Connecticut?
Give it 3-4 more.
I can do
months.
It during the week.
Three, 4 more months. I'll bring on anybody who has it, and we'll do Tales of Exilia 2 edition.
Okay.
And just so we know, that the actual Wii servers are dead now, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Damn, I can't play people. And like, we should have done that at some point. We should have done like a Mario Kart night with like everybody. And like,
we still do that. We did a tournament like a week ago.
But I mean, like the actual Wii one, because more people probably have that one, and everybody should record their own video of the same race. And then splice them together from, like, different angles.
Or you could just have them all trade ghost data. Can't you do that?
No, that's online functionality.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant with Mario Kart 8. Never mind.
Can you do that?
What's that?
Can you see, like, the other racers?
Mario Kart 8?
Probably.
There should be, like... Like, if everybody recorded, like, people who have, like, the recorders like you have, obviously, with the... You never record on the Elgato? You only stream with it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I haven't played games with people from PGF since, like, the Uncharted beta.
Right. Yeah, we should... I mean, it seems like a decent amount of people have Wii U's. I'm actually still eventually planning on getting a PS3, so that would open things up a little bit more.
Why at this point get a PS3?
Because PS4 is not compatible with the PS3 games, and PS3 has a shit ton of HD collections.
I'm sure it will be. in another year when they come out with that rental service.
Well, then he'd get to play. You play Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper,
Metal Gear, Silent Hill, yada yada yada. Yep. Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts 2 remake.
Oh, Kingdom Hearts.
You play Blasto.
What's that?
Play Blasto. The failed PlayStation 1 mascot character that Sony wanted.
Oh my god, Spooey!
I was like, what? What are you even talking about?
You remember Blasto, though, right?
Blasto. Phil Hartman. I never played the game, but I remember.
He was murdered like 3 weeks later.
The way you say it, and he was murdered 3 weeks later.
If only Killzone could have met the same fate.
I actually bought the trilogy for that too.
Wait, Andrew, are you saying that you want them to make a game where you shoot Phil Hartman in the face?
Maybe.
It wasn't the face.
Oh, but I don't know. Where
on the side, right?
Side.
He was sleeping at the time.
What are we talking
Very
about?
Very traumatic for me. I like
Phil Hartman. He got killed by his wife.
I don't know who that is.
You ever seen Jingle All the Way?
No.
You ever seen Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
You ever seen News Radio? The Real Deal with Bill McNeil?
Yeah, that one have Dave Foley?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
He was on Saturday Night Live for like 7 years. He wrote for the Pee Wee Herman TV series.
All right, we're spiraling into trivia that I would rather not.
Troy McClure on The Simpsons?
Oh my god. thank
Bill
you.
Bill Clinton for the first 8 years?
Thank you for your contributions, Spooey.
Futurama? He did voices on Futurama?
You don't get to be in the next G-Cast, Spooey.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
I don't
fine.
Mind taking breaks from the G-Cast.
But Spooey, you should get a Wii U. Definitely.
Well, maybe if I sell some of the empty boxes that my brother left behind, I'll use that money towards either getting a Wii U or feeding starving orphans in third world countries.
Wii U is way better choice. Those orphans, there's always going to be starving orphans, Booey.
Those kids need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps, okay? Hey, don't you listen to Rand Paul?
Well, actually, first they need to buy bootstraps, and then they can see.
Yes.
God, Velcro would have saved everything.
Support the free market. Then it'll just sort itself out.
See, what I don't get is people who complain that, like, foreign countries, we don't pay them enough.
Cast number 59.
They don't want us to even hire people from foreign countries. I don't understand that. It's like, well, you either want us to pay them, or you don't want us to go. It's like, pick one. I don't understand.
Up next, Spooey's political radio show.
Yes. Cast 59, the Phil Hartman libertarian edition.
So, Star Fox is coming out, apparently. They're working on something new for that.
Okay, I think
that's a way to end it then, right?
He pressed stop on the recording.
Right.
Now we're in 15 minutes almost, we'll be going.
Yeah. I think we should cut it off here.
I really like squeezing out that extra bit, because I know the viewers love that, like, post-first attempt at an ending stuff that we do.
Yeah, then we just keep rambling on.
And then 20 minutes later, we're like, okay, now we should end it, probably.
I said I was going to have an announcement at the end of tonight's G-Cast. And the announcement is that on July 1st, Project Epsilon is going to launch a Kickstarter campaign. I would very much appreciate it if you could spread the word when the time comes. We're not looking to get like a ton of money, just enough for the animator to take the next 2 semesters off so that he can work on it full time. We got the first episode and a quarter of the second episode done already, so there's like significant material ready for the campaign. And we're all very nervous and excited. So just wanted to announce that now. It's 2 weeks away.
Woo!
How do you kickstart something without a PayPal account?
It uses Amazon payments.
Yeah.
It doesn't use Google Wallet. Lame.
Am I going to show up in the Project Epsilon?
There's still certain things that we need to keep secret for now, Spooey. Actually,
I slide a $20 bill.
If there's any sort of rambling homeless person in the show, I guarantee it'll be a reference to Spooey.
Or someone with like a bunch of like stacks of game cards
filled with
in their
random
house.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, everybody.
We'll visit my thread, people too. So.
For showing
you
up.
See
tonight.
All the crap I get rid of this week. You'll be happy.
Yeah.
So. And yes, I look forward to the Kickstarter.
You know, my birthday's coming up, Spooey. Tronbon would be a really nice present.
Well, unfortunately, Tronbon, the one that I own, is a physical copy, and I know people don't like those anymore, so...
You're always making that joke.
It would be against my ethical belief to know that I would be handing somebody something that they it would just be too much for them to take in.
I've heard you make that joke like 50 times.
I'm joking.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
What? Why don't they count?
Bye.
Bye, everybody.